This weekend, we're gathered for the 17th annual 49ers Foundation Winterfest event. We are here for a cause, and that cause is to support the 49ers Foundation's mission of keeping kids safe, on track, and in school. This year, we are celebrating 25 years of impact, and through that 25 years, we've given almost $40 million into the community. It's also a celebration of what we've accomplished over 25 years, and perhaps more importantly, it's a projection forward of what we hope to accomplish with the next 25 years.
Winterfest is something that has evolved over 17 years. It is a lot of community, and it is a lot of family. And part of that family is the stories that they tell. It's the stories that bring the people together and bind them together. And the people that are here truly are givers. So they know what they're here for. They're here to have fun, but they are also here to give and to help the community.
Yes, 5,500. I got 55. They're going to seven.
We do this every year. It's an opportunity for fans and players and just kind of meet and mingle. Great wines, great food, great resort, great skiing. This year we got some snow, so it's really fun to do, and I look forward to it every year.
The whole experience has been wonderful. It's been exciting just to be around other guys, people that I played the game with, and quite a few that I didn't play with. And just the fan base that you see here that's supporting not only the 49ers, but a very good cause, too. So all of that just combined to a great experience.
Yeah, I mean, you're passing by John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan sitting at the fireside chat and seeing their kids run around, seeing them on the slopes, seeing our players interact with people. You can walk right up to them. I mean, you see these guys open up and their personalities when they take their helmets off. You know, they're just unbelievable men of great character and super proud to have them on our team.
You know, my family just got in town on Wednesday. It's my first vacation, you know, because once the season ended, we came right out here. Didn't know what I was getting into because we were coming up here. But my kids just got in town, so we brought them up here, and it's been great. I mean, this is as good of a setup as you can have. We did football talk today. It's our first time really getting to talk ball to other people in a while. All us coaches were excited to get back at it, and we'll get the players here in 2 weeks, so we're ready to go.
I want your most competitive motor you have. All right, every play, give me everything you got. How many guys brush your teeth this morning? Good. I did too. That toothpaste you used, I want to squeeze every ounce of that toothpaste out of that tube every play till there's nothing left.
This was awesome just to have a chance to sit down and talk football with them, and they had questions, and their questions were great. It was just an amazing experience for me. Being in the element, I mean, it really felt like we were in a meeting room, and that was fun for me. I think the thing about this Winterfest is that you can feel the excitement. You can feel how everybody feels about the new way we're going and everything we're doing. And I've just been so fired up, man. I like when I wake up in the morning, I can't wait to see what we're going to do next.
One of the most unique elements of the 49ers Foundation's Winterfest event is the fact that there are no walls. This is a unique grown-up summer camp type of environment where we have ice skating and we have youth football. We have buffet lunches, and then we have wine seminars and other opportunities for people to mix and mingle and find a place where they have something in common with the person sitting next to him.
You have opportunity to talk to all the great players that built this organization, and we get in front of the fire and we talk about old stories.
But on draft day, everybody been texting me that day and texting. I'm like, man, stop texting me. Y'all gonna mess me up. Somebody gonna mess around and call, and I'm gonna miss it. All of a sudden, my phone's ringing, and I'm looking at it, and it says CA. Now, I'm thinking if San Fran's gonna call, it's going to be SF. It's going to say SF on it. So I almost didn't answer the phone.
Go, Jimmy.
Yes. It's been super fun so far. It's really nice to be able to mingle with everyone from players to really strong women that are in different organizations. And everyone's kind of on the same level here, just talking, conversations, having s'mores with the cheerleaders. It's a really nice vibe.
Chevron and the 49ers have had a partnership now for a number of years, and I think it really is around the shared passion we have for education. We've worked together on STEM education in particular in the Bay Area here. We've got things at Cabrillo Middle School, at the Santa Clara High School with the Fab Lab we just opened up. The partnership that we have with the 49ers has been really one of the hallmarks of, I think, one of the successes we've had here in the Bay Area.
I hope that when Biba and I have graduated from the 49ers STEM Leadership Institute, we will have left behind a legacy that creates a strong base for future STEM students and their dreams.
As students and visionaries, Daniel and I share hope to not only be inspired, but to inspire others and leave our legacies for the next generation of passionate STEM students.
come up here to Squaw Valley here at the resort. It's amazing Winterfest. It's an amazing cause that we support, but of equal importance, it's the cause of getting us together. You know, outside of Levi's Stadium, meeting new friends, seeing old friends coming together, and to feel the vibe of the faithful coming together here is going to be awesome.
Winterfest has really confirmed their commitment to the community, and you feel that from the York family, from the 49ers Foundation, and from the kids it serves, the programs it serves, from the sponsors who are behind it. It's an awesome deal. We're having a ton of fun. It's really cool.